This is Brooklyn's John School. Most of these men were busted trying to buy sex from an undercover officer. The district attorney's office is trying out a new approach, targeting demand for prostitution. Their secret weapon?
My introduction to Rosetta, sex was not all
a 53-year-old former prostitute who's now HIV positive.
You know, when I was 10 years old. So
that was the John School teaches sex. Men that prostitution is not a victimless crime.
That physically I'm there, right? But emotionally, I'm not there. I'm trying to play tic-tac-toe on the ceiling. I'm trying to think about anything about except where I'm at. The reality is I was not even thinking about you. It was all a dream.
It doesn't often serve me to get up in front of a bunch of strangers and talk about something that caused a lot of shame and pain in my life. But I'm willing to do that if it can help somebody.
So I started with the escorts, you know, agency, making good money to eventually, because of the drugs, ending up at a street level. You'll hear like girls that work in the escort service saying, I'm not like that nasty. You know what I mean? I work in the escort service. I'm not on the street giving head for $20 or $15. And they put each other down. But the reality is, whether you suck in the plaza or suck in the Bowery, you still sucking. Right?
I think a lot of people involved in the sex trade industry will say that they're fine with it and that there's no kind of side effect emotionally for them. And I think that they say that because they have to justify being in that. But what else would she say if she's still doing it? So
I do think there's sex workers that do it because they like it. In the beginning, they're in the honeymoon phase. They're lying to themselves.
Some researchers claim that nearly two-thirds of prostitutes have some form of post-traumatic stress disorder. We met many women in the escort industry, and there are plenty of mixed feelings about the work itself.